This story, it's gotten a lot of attention over the past day, and that's because we're talking about pens. They're slim, they're elegant, they come in a variety of pastel colors, and the company says they're designed to fit into the curve of a woman's hand. Well, a new line of pens from Bic is targeting female scribes. They're called Bic Crystal for Her. Now, if you didn't think that women needed gender-specific pens, you're not alone. Hundreds of people have been writing sarcastic reviews of the new product on Amazon.com. Now, it's all in a bid to undermine what some have described as a sexist marketing ploy. Dave Brown is here with me to read through some of the most popular comments on the site. Dave?
Well, Tracy Hamilton posted this comment. Someone has answered my gentle prayers. I finally designed a pen that I can use all month long. I use it when I'm swimming, riding a horse, walking on the beach, and doing yoga. It's comfortable, leak-proof, non-slip, and makes me feel so feminine and pretty. Since I've begun using these pens, men have found me more attractive and approachable. It has given me soft skin and manageable hair, and has really given me the self-esteem I needed to start a book club and flirt with the bag boy at my local market.
This one was posted by Bree Me Up. She says, finally, for years I've had to rely on pencils, or at worst, a twig and some drops of my feminine blood, to write down recipes, the only thing a lady should be ever writing, ever. I had despaired of ever being able to write down said recipes in a permanent manner, though my menfolk assured me that I shouldn't worry your pretty little head. But at last, Bic, the great liberator, has released a womanly pen that my gentle baby hands can use without fear of unladylike calluses and bruises. Thank you, Bic.
And finally, here's a comment that was posted by Rachel. If you identify as male, do not use this product. The For Her label is not just a gimmick exploring archaic gender constructs. It's a warning. Even if you're a boy who likes pastel and glitter, this pen is not for you. Don't you know why they put the clear warning on the label? They really should have, because if you are a boy and use this pen, you put yourself at great risk. My little brother turned into a unicorn after I lent him one, and my friend told me that a boy in her class grew fairy wings in the middle of a test.
All right. Well, I'd also like to note that somebody posted, would have been cool if it came in 50 Shades of Grey. Well, here to discuss gender-specific marketing, among other things, is Robin Ritchie. He's an associate professor of marketing at Carleton University's Sprott School of Business. Good morning.
Good morning.
This seems like a major belly flop for Bic.
On the one hand, it's a belly flop, right? There's a lot of negative buzz going on. On the other hand, we're talking about this on the radio. And I would also note that we're not the only ones talking about it. After we had a conversation yesterday about this story, I actually went online and I just looked and had a sense of how many news stories there are on this topic, and it is in the dozens, possibly the hundreds.
Ah.
So there's a lot of buzz going on about these pens from Bic. And perhaps not coincidentally, if you look at Amazon.com, as of last night, they only had 18 boxes of these left. So there is something to be said for the buzz that goes on driving sales, whether or not that buzz is negative or positive. People are thinking and talking about this stuff.
So do you think they did it on purpose? Do you think that they did this to be provocative? And obviously, as you're saying, it's kind of worked.
Yeah. Whether it's intentional or not, I suppose from the marketer's standpoint, doesn't really matter. Do I think it was intentional? It's hard to say. It could have been intentional. I mean, certainly marketers, there are a lot of bright marketers out there who have a sense that that if we can just get people talking, then there's going to be curiosity, there's going to be interest, and it's going to drive sales. So I think there's maybe a 50-50 chance that they were well aware that this would happen.
Hmm. Now, what do you think a company is trying to do when it turns a non-gender-specific item, like a humble pen, into something that's supposedly only for women?
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, marketers have, from the dawn of time, been trying to specialize their product, find their niche, find a group of customers that our brand can resonate with, because then they'll prefer us, they'll buy our brand, and they'll pay more for it. So it's really this notion that if we can come up with an offering that's more tailored to something that interests you, you'll choose our brand. Why is it happening in the domain of products that really don't necessarily seem to fit with a particular gender? Well, I think, marketers try anything, and it's really a grand experiment that goes on in the marketplace. Let's see if we can make a pen targeted at women. If it sells, great. If it doesn't, well, we'll move on to the next thing. Maybe we'll develop pens targeted at short people.
Oh, boy. Now, can you give me any examples where you've seen the gender-specific advertising, where it's worked?
Yeah, I think maybe the best example I can think of is Virginia Slim cigarettes. And I'm no fan of smoking or cigarettes particularly, But I will say it's some of the best marketing we've seen. You think about a product category that historically was aimed at men and did very well with the male market. And the manufacturer of Virginia Slims decided, well, why don't we come up with a cigarette that's aimed at women? And they really tapped into, you know, something that was going on at the time, which was the liberation of women, the emancipation of women. And so Virginia Slims adopted the moniker, you know, "You've come a long way, baby." Hmm. And that tagline really did a lot to tie Virginia Slims to a movement that women wanted to attach themselves to. And that brand became remarkably successful and to this day is quite a successful brand. And it's not that the product was substantially different. It was a little slimmer and a little longer. But it was all about the image of the brand.
And, of course, that was before the days of Facebook and Twitter. So what role does Facebook and Twitter have to play now in selling things like Bic pens for women?
Yeah, I think, you know, we alluded to this a little bit earlier. I think it's a double-edged sword. So what we're talking about here is the opportunity that people have to develop a conversation online that runs like wildfire. We're really talking about, it used to be a few people talking around the water cooler or somebody at the coffee shop saying to their friend, "Hey, did you hear about this?" Now, you know, the comments go online. It's not a few people. It's not even a dozen people. It's the thousands. It's the millions. So that, for starters, the magnification and the speed with which these sorts of things happen is remarkable. And the other thing is, because it's happening in plain view of the world, the media can pick up on these things readily and talk about them. And that just magnifies the effect. So it's really very, very interesting. And it's changing, you know, the speed with which marketers need to respond. So on the one hand, we're seeing something like this where there's some buzz, there's some conversation. It may or may not be driving sales. But, you know, stuff like this that marketers try gets talked about all the time. And sometimes that response is negative. And we've even seen ads, you know, multi-million dollar ad campaigns that are on for 2 or 3 days, maybe a week, that get pulled because the commentary on the internet is so negative. And this is a lot of investment that these brands have put into these campaigns. And yet they'll pull them. They'll throw them away, specifically because the buzz on the internet is so negative.
Wow. But the one thing I don't understand is, from what you've said, people are actually now, they've gone out, and there's only, what did you say, how many boxes left of these Bic pens?
As of last night, 18.
18. So with all the negative, snarky comments, why are people buying the pens? Do you think it's like a joke present?
I certainly, for this first round, absolutely. Look, if you've read a story about these hilarious pens for women, and you think that that would be, you know, something funny to give to your friend, don't you think you might try to buy them? Even if you think the product is even mildly offensive, just because of the buzz, it becomes the novelty item of the week. And it shows, not only is it interesting and kind of funny, it also shows you're in the loop, right? So if you're somebody who's internet savvy, who knows what's going on in the world, and you give this present to someone, you're signaling, I know the conversation, I'm in on it.
Maybe they're smarter than we think.
Could be.
Robin, thanks very much for coming into the studio.
Been a pleasure.
That's Robin Ritchie. He's an associate professor of marketing at Carleton University's Sprott School of Business.